Arlen Specter got in trouble for remarks made shortly after his re-election from the state of Pennsylvania. Specter said, in part, "When you talk about judges who would change the right of a woman to choose, overturn Roe versus Wade, I think that is unlikely." Those are the words of Arlen Specter. And those are the words, among others, that caused conservatives to demand that he lose his appointment as chair of the Judiciary Committee. His fellow Republicans will decide if he gets that job, and so Specter has been explaining his remarks. He says he meant that no Supreme Court justice is likely to overturn the right to abortion.
People have said that I would be opposed to pro-life nominees and would impose a litmus test, but that is not true. I've always opposed a litmus test, evidenced by the fact that I voted for confirmation of Chief Justice Rehnquist after he voted against Roe versus Wade in 1973 and supported Justice Scalia and Justice O'Connor and Justice Kennedy, and with respect to Justice Thomas, led the fight for him, almost cost me my Senate seat.
Senator, are you saying that no matter who is appointed to the Supreme Court, you think that the right to an abortion will remain part of U.S. law?
Well, I'm saying that you have the 1992 decision written by three conservative justices appointed by Republican presidents, but the function of the Senate is to take nominees that the president submits and make a determination as to whether they're qualified. And under separation of powers, the next line of judgment comes from the court. And under the rule of law, they make the decisions, and what they do, I would respect.
Now, on this program a few days ago, we heard from Richard Viguerie, a conservative author, who said that he was fighting your ascendancy to the chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Not only will we fight it, we have been fighting it ever since he made those outrageous comments that President Bush should not send up judges that would interpret the Constitution in a strict constructionist way and might threaten Roe v. Wade. He's the chairman because of the Republican conservative voters, and I think it's incumbent upon the Republican senators to deny him that chairmanship.
First off, Senator Specter, is that really your position?
Well, it is not. I am not for a litmus test, have never been, have supported pro-life nominees, Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justice Scalia and Justice Thomas, and the opposition from many people has been very pronounced for a very long period of time. They fought me in the primary. They've been trying to organize opposition to deny me the chairmanship for several years now. They are renewing it at this time because there'll be a decision made on it soon.
What about the other part of Richard Viguerie's statement there, Senator, when he says that you have an opportunity to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee because of Republican conservative voters, the suggestion that you should respect their views at this point?
I do respect Republican conservative voters. They were a part of my election majority, but only a part. There are other parts of my constituency which are entitled to consideration as well.
What will you be doing in the coming days as your future, I suppose, is decided?
Playing squash every day, taking care of a fair number of constituents' concerns, probably talking a fair amount to National Public Radio.
You won't be talking to conservative senators, Senator?
Well, I haven't told you everything I'm going to do. I've left out some of the privacy matters.
Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, said publicly that in his view you had not yet, I believe was the quote, not yet made the case for becoming the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
Well, listen, I respect what Senator Frist has said, and I'm not finished with the presentation of my case.
Arlen Specter is a recently reelected senator from Pennsylvania who is in line to become chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thanks very much.
Nice being with you. Thank you for the invitation.